Let's look at some of the evidence that that you think is out there that proves that there's some purpose here. What's there?
Well, I've already mentioned the fact that the factors as we now understand it through science, which underpin our universe, are not ordinary, not simply what you would expect, but which have been, I use this word design because I don't know what other word to use, to an absolutely fantastic degree of precision, fine-tuning to a scale beyond anything in human experience. That's one point. How do you explain that? Secondly, there is the view regularly asserted by the neo-Darwinians, such as Richard Dawkins, that the evolution of life forms is determined by gene mutations, driven by sort of blind, pitiless chance, the sort of blind, constant reshuffling of gene mutations. But and I'm sure there is some truth in that. I mean, I think the theory behind natural selection clearly does have is a powerful theory, which is does have very considerable influence. But the latest evidence suggests that the early life on Earth was in fact driven for billions of years by symbiotic and cooperative networking between the tiny unicellular or multicellular creatures, absolutely microscopic, but who survived and flourished and expanded by sharing and cooperation, not according to the Darwinian theory, not as a result of purposeless mutations. But most recently, what I think is most interesting is the evidence is accumulating of how matter and energy spontaneously transpose into new higher organizational states at certain thresholds of complexity. We're beginning to understand only in the last 20, 30 years the idea of complexity because it produces organisms of a qualitatively different kind, but not only in biological systems, but also, which I think is very interesting, in cosmological systems involving galaxies, as though we are gradually becoming aware of some cosmic blueprint. We are indeed seeing the development of models of the universe in the last decade or two, which are subjective, holistic, and purposeful, not analytic, reductionist, or arbitrary, as has been previously thought. And indeed, there are other mechanisms, I think, which indicate the purposeful dynamics at work in the natural world. A convergence can be seen in biological systems leading down multiple paths towards similar higher-order outcomes of more advanced creatures. If you look at evolution, you can see, not just in the human species, but in many other species, that certain routes are blocked off and the creature becomes extinct, but then the progress towards some more advanced creatures starts again on a different route. That may be blocked.
Yeah, and on a higher level.
Yes, that's right. Another example is Gaia theory. Gaia theory is that which was produced by Jim Lovelock, who is, I think, an outstanding British scientist who worked for NASA for many years as an engineer, which is very relevant because he produced the theory of Gaia, which is a Greek word for Earth, as an interconnected series of components which are almost live. I wouldn't use the word that the Earth is alive. I think that's metaphorically going too far. But
it might be, Michael. It could be. To me, it could be a huge organism breathing alive. It cures itself. It fixes itself. It could be as live as an earthworm or us in its own little way.
Well, I have a lot of sympathy with that view, and I think there's a lot of evidence to support it. What the theory suggests is a global feedback process, including, remarkably, but not just between living creatures, but between living creatures and the non-living environment, which keeps the Earth habitable in the face of external shocks. That, again, is a remarkable discovery, which has been spelled out by Lovelock in several of his books, and I think it's very compelling. And then I go back to this symbiotic network theory, which shows cross-communicating and mutually cooperative global networks of bacteria. And let's not forget that although we think we dominate the world, bacteria were there long before us and will almost certainly be there after we have gone. Sure. And they are the most dominant force in the world. And the way in which they operate is very, very significant. And they perform the absolutely critical role of pushing evolving creatures into new and higher levels of complexity. So I think we're only dimly beginning to grasp this. I think science, if you look at what science was saying 100 years ago, none of this would have been there. If you look at what science will be saying in 100 years' time, it'll look very different. It'll be building on this, not just taking it further in a linear fashion, but in a lateral fashion, also expanding it in ways which we can't now see. But I think these developments are very, very significant.